Describe an interesting discussion about work or study you had with your friend. When do children normally form their own views? I would say that children usually form their own views when they're in elementary school. As they grow up and start learning about the world in class, they begin to form opinions. For example, they might think about how they want to treat people. They may also form opinions on other cultures when they learn about them in school. Do children have strong opinions? Yes, I think children have strong opinions. As kids grow up, they may feel very strongly about their opinions because it's all they know. They just focus on what they're familiar with. So they can be very passionate about what they believe, even if they don't know why they believe it. For example, sometimes you can't talk children down when they want to play on a snowy day, even if you tell them it's unsafe to be in the snow. Should parents request their kids to obey them? Yes, I think parents should ask their kids to listen to them. Sometimes parents might demand too much. Children might lose their confidence in decision-making. But for the most part, it's good for kids to listen to their parents. Most of the time, parents know what's best. For example, children need to listen to their parents when they're doing something risky, like crossing a street without looking. In what industries do you think communication is a necessary skill? Well, communication is a necessary skill in most industries. Actually, I think it's most important in business and other fields where you deal with customers. You know, you need to be a good communicator if you're trying to make transactions with people. Communication is also really important if you work in education. After all, effective learning comes from good communication. How can you be a good listener? Being a good listener is a difficult skill. Many people listen in order to give advice, or they might connect it to their own lives in some way. This technique can be helpful, but it doesn't always work. Some people want to be listened to, but they don't want advice. They just want to say how they feel and be supported. So I think you should ask the person if they want your opinion or if they just want to talk. At what age do kids start picking up a hobby or interest? I think kids usually find a hobby or interest when they're 5 or 6. Around that age, they've developed their personality more, so they know more about what they're interested in. They also have more options. You can't do that many activities when you're super young, but as you get older, you can try out different things and start finding what suits you. What is the importance of listening? Listening is very important because communication is dependent on it. You can't have good relationships without strong listening skills. If someone feels like they're not being listened to, they might get upset. So, listening is how we show people that we care about their views. Being a good listener can help you in your relationships with others. Do children often express and share their views with others? I don't think every kid does that. It's true that some kids naturally love sharing their thoughts with others, but shy kids often hate talking about their opinions. Plus, strict parenting can cause children to be afraid of expressing their views. Some parents are harsh with their kids whenever they speak, so those kids might not want to express themselves.